Hey there, welcome to another episode of Messy Magic. Thank you so much for pressing play. I know I haven't been in your queue for a couple of weeks. I'm your host, Nadir Guy, and I'm really excited to be back with you today. I wanted to record an episode that was a little bit of an update. Some of the things that have been going on for me lately, and a little bit about what you can expect moving forward, and just honestly, a little bit of support for you if life is feeling a bit challenging, which I know it has been for a few people lately. So I guess getting right into it, this podcast is all about the messiness of life and the fact that mess is just a part of being human. But like that doesn't have to mean that we judge ourselves or we judge life or we get upset about the mess. I'm a really big believer that there is so much magic to be found even when there is mess and when there is discomfort. And so for me lately, I've been going through a couple of things that have meant that life feels a bit, I guess, unstable, like a little bit uncertain, because there are a couple of things changing. Without going into too much personal detail, there's a couple of things changing that like are not set in stone yet. So it's kind of hard to imagine what might change in the near future. And so as someone who really likes to know what's coming and knows what to expect and honestly to be in control of as much as I can, it would be really easy for me to spiral into, I don't know, despair, depression, fear. All those uncomfortable things we feel when we're not sure what might be around the corner. And don't get me wrong, these are not life-threatening things. I'm fine. Don't worry. But they're pretty big things that could mean big changes for myself and my family. And I guess what I wanted to share about that is that what I've learned through life and my studies, and what I hope comes across in my podcast, is that I do my best not to resist hard things, not to kind of resist uncertainty even. I don't fight the mess. I've learned to find the beauty and the magic within what might otherwise look dark or uncomfortable. And what I have found, you know, and that's the overall theme of this podcast, I guess, is that there is going to be mess in life. And how do we find the magic within it? Because it's always going to be there. There's always going to be something that doesn't match up to our ideal situation. But how do we find the magic when there might be something that's not how we want it to go, without being too cryptic. But what I guess this is one of the ways that embodiment has really served me and my studies as a feminine embodiment coach, because it really helps you to be with what is. And, you know, there are lots of modalities that can help you do this, not just embodiment. And maybe there are others that you've worked with or heard of. And I think it's so worth, like, it's such a skill that's worth investing in. Even if it's just time and energy to learn techniques that you can use to help you be with what is, in any particular moment or situation in life, to dig beneath the surface a little bit and kind of understand, like, what's going on for you and what you're feeling, and what those feelings might mean and how you can work with them, and alchemize them into something that is of service to you. And above all, it's really about deeply accepting and loving yourself and knowing that at the end of the day, everything will be okay, because of this incredible, like, deep internal sense of grounding that you have. And so all of that to say that when life is challenging for you, I think that's when it's even the most important time to turn towards yourself, offer yourself genuine self-love, self-care, you know, things that really help you feel nourished and nurtured and supported and grounded. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. And I know this is something that my generation and all the generations coming through behind are learning how to feel and express feelings, because we have feelings and they're valid and they mean something and it's okay to feel them. And then also to find support, and whether that's within yourself or through friends and family or through like organizations or a therapist or I don't know, whatever kind of support you need, make sure you're getting it. So that's my little message about that. On a different kind of a note, I've been thinking a lot lately about the kind of world that we live in, especially as it relates to the economy and like earning money and jobs and spending money. And I read this book, well, I listened to this book on Audible by, what was her name? Oh, it's slipping my mind. I always forget authors' names when I'm put on the spot and I didn't write it down. I will definitely put it in the show notes. But the name of the book is I Survived Capitalism and All I Got Was This Lousy T-Shirt. And it's the story of a woman who came up through like a system that where she wasn't well off. Like she had a relatively poor upbringing, and she kind of had to scrape by, and she became very scrappy about how to get by in the world. And she came from a punk kind of background. Her family was in a punk band. Her father, I think, was in a punk band. And like she learned a lot about the value of community and looking out for your community members, friends and family, and just helping each other when anyone is needing a hand. And then she has built this business, and the business is called Tunnel Vision. I actually found them on Instagram the other day. I'll link to that as well, which is a retail brand. And what caught me about this, the reason I read this book in the first place, is because I've been thinking about these different models of economy and different ways of doing business and different like what it means for individuals and all the things. And the reason it caught my attention is because she has a team of like 13 people and everyone gets paid the same, including her. And the business is it's not designed to be profitable in terms of giving her a massive salary so that she can make lots of money out of her business. The business is like a vehicle that helps to support the people that work in the business. And I think they also have like charitable donations and they do good work in the world and stuff as well. But it's like, it's not about profit. at the end of the day. It's not about making money at whatever cost. And I was really curious to kind of learn about her story and how she has done this, because as someone who runs my own business, if you listen to this podcast like before now, you may already know that I'm a copywriter. Like, I do writing for businesses, and I'm also a feminine embodiment coach, building a business around coaching services. And so I have this like role in the world, and I've been questioning how to use that role in a way that's in alignment with my values, and what are my values around this, and what do I think about what people get paid and like the discrepancy in pay, and what can I do that will make a difference. And I'm still exploring all of that, to be honest. I mean, I know, and I have known for the longest time, that I want to make a positive difference, and I want to make enough money so that I can easily support my family, and then provide like support organizations to do really good things in the world. One of my big dreams, I don't think I've shared this on the podcast before, but one of my big dreams is to buy a piece of land that maybe has traditionally been farmed or has been raised for some reason, and rehabilitate that land and regenerate it into like a native wildlife area to allow local wildlife to have habitat rebuilt. That's one of the things that I would love to be able to do with money that I make in the future. And so like I'm clear about that and what money means to me around that, but I am still exploring like how this fits into the economy that I live in, because I will probably at some point bring on an assistant. And so how do I want to pay that assistant? Like, just like the book that I read, like, do I want to pay them the same as what I get paid, as a day rate or whatever it might be? Or like, if they're not in my country, for whatever reason, like, do I want to pay them the equivalent of what I get? Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm just giving you a little window into what's been going on in my mind. But what I do want to say is that I want to explore this more, and especially as I deepen more into the copywriting component of my business and bringing together the feminine embodiment practices and coaching that I've learned and that I'm so passionate about, and my background in copywriting and creating marketing pieces that are of service in the world, I want to get more into this realm of like, how can we create businesses in the world that are of service? And I've been having this vision of a podcast series that I want to do, and I think I've alluded to it elsewhere in content, about what would a feminine economy look like. And I've been starting to do a little bit of research, and I've certainly put together a list of themes that I want to explore around like things like how do we honor the earth in our business? How do we tap into the seasons and aligning our business with the seasons, or emulating the seasons through our business? As women business owners, where's the magic in aligning our everyday practices and our everyday like activities within our business to our menstrual cycle? What does it mean to run a business from like with a sense of intuition and collaboration and community and making it about everyone growing? You know, I always love that that quote, that a rising tide lifts all boats. So how do we make the tide rise and bring all the boats along with us? And so as a side note, I guess if you are in this space in whatever capacity, if you're a woman business owner or if you are a coach who coaches on these kinds of things, or if you know someone who is, I'm seriously planning out a podcast series about this stuff, and I would love to interview people to have on the series to help educate me and give me some kind of ideas and inspiration, but then also to share it with the world, which I'm super, super excited about. I don't know how much interest there will be, but I guess I've never really known that with the podcast. It doesn't have a huge audience. I just love creating it, so I keep doing it. What else did I want to talk about? I think the other thing is I've kind of been stuck in my head a little bit, which is something that even embodiment coaches do. Like, we get stuck in our heads about things. Good thing is we've got tools that we can draw on to stop it, to cut that out. And so I haven't been creating much content lately because part of me has been like just stagnant, like this kind of, oh, who am I talking to? Like, what do I want to say? And who needs to hear it? And how can I be of service to them? Like, what am I feeling passionate about? And how can what I want to say be of service in the world without just creating noise? Because that's something that I've always had a problem with. Like, I don't want to create content just for the sake of creating it because there's already so much noise in the world. I want to make something that is meaningful, like really meaningful in some way. And what I'm beginning to realize is that the content that I create is not necessarily about the themes, like the topics or the content within the content, if that makes sense. Like, I think my content, as in, you know, my any social media posts that I make, but also my podcast and my newsletter, my website, is about the experience of it. It's about how I want to be in the world and how can I convey, how can I communicate an experience, provide someone who comes across my world, whether it be the podcast or a newsletter or a social post, and how can I provide an experience, a feeling, a sensation, a stirring within. And so I'm playing with that at the moment as well, which is kind of cool. But just another little window into my world is like, yeah, I've just had this feeling of stagnation and I don't know what I want to create, so I haven't created anything. And that's okay. Like, I'd say that kind of aligns with the winter season, you know? Like, winter is the darker season and it's when things slow down and things go back to the earth and things get quiet, and when it's a bit more introspective and a bit more slow, which is okay. But then there's also this part of me that's like, no, we need to go. Like, let's get stuff happening. So it's certainly a work in progress. But I hope there's something in here in this episode today that resonates with you. If you're curious about the Feminine Economy podcast series, I'd love to hear about it. If there's anything that you would love to learn about or would love to suggest or a person that you'd like me to interview, please get in touch. I'll link my Instagram handle in the show notes. It's just at @NadieGuy. But yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. Come over and send me a DM if you have any suggestions or comment on one of my posts. I'd love to hear about it. Or if you're going through something at the moment and it's feeling messy or uncomfortable or uncertain, and what I've mentioned at the start of the podcast has been helpful in some way, I'd love to hear about that too. Or of course, if you would like some support and a little bit of structure to help you feel into what you're going through, dive into it and get closer to it in a way that feels supported, you're always welcome to check out my coaching as well, because really that's what it's about. It's about providing this framework. I will hold the space for you to come and have whatever experience it is that you need to have, and I'll help you explore it and get to a place, ideally, that's closer towards your goals and your desires. And I love holding coaching sessions. It's such a humbling experience because, honestly, there is just so much magic within our bodies that is just waiting to be discovered. And that's what these coaching sessions can do. It's magic. So I will link to that in the show notes as well. Don't forget to join my newsletter as well if you haven't already. That's messymagic.com/newsletter, which will also be linked in the show notes. And also don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. These are the things that really mean the world to me, because as I said, there's not a huge audience. So every little piece of support, like every little piece of encouragement that I get, just makes the biggest difference, and is really, really supportive of me. So I really appreciate that. Okay. On that note, I think I'm ready to let you go. I hope you've had a beautiful week. And I hope this episode has meant something good to you today. And I'll be with you again soon. Have a magical day.